Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Fleet FYI's podcast. Today's episode is a fun one, and because Halloween is next week, I wanted to continue on the tradition of our annual Fleet Horror Stories episodes. They're great for a giggle, they're a little spooky, and perhaps you might be able to relate. In the past, I told you all about the seriously scary data dump from Utilimark's early days. It involved multiple years of data being delivered to the office by way of loose paper, binders, and boxes stuffed with all sorts of odds and ends and too many scary numbers to count. You've heard about highwaymen of old and a haunted ship fleet from Spain, everything else in between. But what's in store for this year? Keep listening, if you dare. Have you ever encountered a shapeshifter before? Many years ago, one truck driver on the meet and turn shift did. He was bringing a load halfway to a destination and planned to meet another driver there to continue the journey. Doing trips like this seemed like no big deal, and it seemed to be that best practice was to arrive an hour ahead of time. Around 3 o'clock in the morning, the other driver still had yet to arrive. So he thought, why not get a bit of shut-eye in the parking lot whilst you wait? It seems like a good idea in the beginning. About 10 minutes go by, and this driver was woken up by the sound of barking. A dog, you would think. He tried to ignore the dog, but it kept going. It wouldn't stop. And after some time, it got closer and closer and louder and louder, and the driver figured, there's either something wrong, maybe the dog was trying to alert him, or it was curious about the truck. Now knowing that a nap may be impossible with the barking dog outside, the driver sat up and looked out of the window. What he saw, he wasn't prepared for. A large man, maybe 35 years of age, was staring at him through the window. His eyes were crazed, and he was frothing at the mouth, barking at the driver. Without making any sudden movements, the driver reached down and started the truck, slowly trying to pull away from the lot without injuring the man. After he had gone through enough distance from the man himself, he looked in the rearview mirror. Now he was being chased at high speed, the man still barking as he ran. Needless to say, perhaps a nap in the dark, especially in a parking lot on the overnight shift, may be one to avoid this Hallow's Eve. Vancouver to San Francisco is a common route for truck drivers on the West Coast. Typically, it's an easy trip with minimal traffic, especially if you drive at night. One particular driver shared that since he prefers to drive during the witching hour, he's seen his fair share of mysteries. Bigfoot, UFOs, you name it, he's seen everything. But nothing has managed to scare him more than what he calls the shoulder walkers. They only appear outside of town, near the edge of civilization. And they're harmless. Usually. The first one he'd ever seen was heading south on Route Number 5. A lady in a blue dress was strolling down the side of the highway beneath the full moon without a worry in the world. He thought she was a camper from the Oregon Trail, due to how far from anything that they were. She never acknowledged him. She just kept walking, with a distant smile. This driver didn't see one every trip that he'd made, but sometimes there could be multiple on any given route. The thing was, you never saw them during the day. Other truckers called them moon wanderers, so the story goes, but shoulder walkers seemed to stick because that's where he always saw them, kind of like trains on a track. It was always different people each time. Similar to some of the folks that you'd see walking down the street, but he'd never pay them much attention, aside from noticing and driving away. But everything changed for him the night that he saw the old woman. She was in a hospital gown and looked like someone that was ready to die. Her eyes were sunken, her hair was frizzy and white, and her skin was pale and nearing translucent. She smiled, like one of her grandkids had just called her name. She shuffled slowly along the shoulder, and he swore he could hear her hospital slippers scratched the road as she moved. He felt spooked by her, but because she reminded him of his own grandmother, he brought his rig to a stop. Grabbing a flashlight from his glove box, he got out of the cab, and he could hear her coming before he could see her. Scrape, scrape, scrape. Visualizing her wrinkly feet in those hospital slippers shuffling forward, and knowing that the nearest town was 50 miles away, he wasn't going to let her walk that far. Hello, ma'am, he called out, hoping that she might speak up. He was on edge now, waiting for her to enter the dim light of his flashlight. He nearly cried out as the ghostly appearance came into view, not because anything was different from before, but just because she looked so much more sickly up close. Ma'am, are you okay? You're in the middle of nowhere, you know? Nothing. No response. Just kept smiling and moving steadily forward. But now the driver's heartbeat was beating hard. She's just senile. Senile, and she needs my help, he thought out loud. But his feet were frozen in place. His feet were either going back to the truck or they weren't moving at all. She was getting closer, though, and as she reached within 10 feet or so, her wrinkled hands began to reach slowly up. Her fingers wiggled in my direction like a grandmother reaching for her grandchild's face. She opened her mouth, but didn't say anything, just grinned at me with pale gums. The driver's legs gave out, and as he fell onto his side, she reached down with surprising speed and dexterity. But before he knew what was going on, she had her bony fingers around his ankles, and he was getting dragged down the road. Desperately, he pulled back, but her grip was superhuman, and the addition of his weight didn't seem to slow her walk in the least. She stared down with those beady, sunken eyes, her mouth agape in a smile. Kicking with all the fight that he had, he struck what looked like her arm, but to his horror, it felt like he was kicking solid concrete. She let go, with no visible injury, and the driver crawled back towards the middle of the road as she kept walking the shoulder. Her hands fell back down to her side, and her mouth closed into a tight-lipped smile, but her gaze stayed locked on his as she slowly shuffled out of the flashlight's beam. Waiting as the scraping, bit by bit, faded from earshot after what ended up being a half an hour of stunned silence, the driver worked up the nerve to get up and go back to the rig. No sign of the lady, but when he climbed into the cab and sped down the highway, it didn't take long to catch up with her. Her eyes were still stuck on him. They probably had been the whole time that she walked away. And the last he saw of her as he sped away was her thin, chapped, smirking lips. Since that night, the driver said that the shoulder walkers look right at him when he drives past them, which they never used to do. Almost like since that old lady saw him. They all did. Have you ever had a spooky story while driving on the job? Share with us by using the hashtag UtilimarkFleetFYIs, and don't forget to give us a rating and a review on your favorite podcasting platform. We'll be back next week with a regular episode of the Fleet FYIs podcast, and I'll see you there. Happy Halloween!